Hi guys, it's Kara, host of Everyone's Business But Mine. And let's be real, one thing that makes the show possible is by selling sponsorships to advertisers. One way you can support us in getting more sponsors is by telling us a little bit more about yourself. You can do that by filling out a quick survey at the link in the show description. Plus, your answers are anonymous. They'll help us learn what you love most about the show and how to make it even better. The questions will ask you about the things that help advertisers understand the audience. It'll only take a few minutes, and it's an easy way to help the show. So you can find the link in the show description. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That feels disrespectful to be happy with Cody.
But they want you to be happy with Cody. They all sat here and said, we want Robin and Cody to be happy. They have a special relationship. Christine has shared that with me. Mary has shared that with me. And also Janelle has shared that
with
me.
They haven't shared it with me off camera.
Do you need to hear that
from
them
to
be able to be purely happy with Cody?
Yes. I need it off camera to my face. Because I don't know how it feels like it's disrespectful to his kids. It feels disrespectful to the commitments that I made.
Welcome back to another episode of Everyone's Business But Mine with me, Kara Berry, Sister Wives edition. I thought this was going to be the last Sister Wives episode of the year. Turns out, a Christmas miracle has happened. They are going to force this family to sit on those couches, look at an iPad, and go through old footage and respond to that. To all the hypocrisy that Cody has said over the years, to all the times where, things were said but not actually true in real life. I can't wait. Of course, somebody walks off in tears. Can't imagine who that would be. I won't spoil it for you. But anyway, I don't really know what my plan is in terms of recapping that episode, because I had fully planned on having 2 weeks off and being easy breezy, beautiful bad bitch. So we'll see. I already have an episode planned for you, and it was Sister Wives related, but maybe I'll have to do a little intro where we talk about what happened, because I need to get eyes on this, and then I might need to talk about it in front of a microphone. So no promises, but probably it will be a new episode. Well, there'll be a new episode. You know what I mean. Let's get into part four, our final part of the Sister Wives tell-all. Suki asks Mary, do you hope to find somebody that you care about in the future? And of course, Mary says yes. What is she going to say? No. But she does say that she has met David just a couple times. He seems nice, but she hasn't really gotten to know him. And then she does say, and I actually believed her when she said that she's excited for Christine and genuinely wants her to be happy. There was a sincerity to that, I will say. We do get Janelle's perspective. on David, and she's like, oh, he's great. Love him. The more I interact with him, like, I love him even more. He's like a breath of fresh air. And then she kind of, in her words, drops a bomb with their relationship and says that Christine told her that she didn't know what it was like to be loved like this. So that she's like, sorry, Christine. Like, I think she'll be fine with that. Cody actually has met David. He said he met David for about 15 minutes. They had a light conversation. David mostly talked to Robin. Robin thought he was very sweet. He claims he doesn't know anything about him, except for Christine's chosen him, which he thinks is a good match. Genuinely. Genuinely, he really believes that. Okay. Based on everything else you said, I don't think that's true, Cody. Cody Wynn, I don't think that's true. So Suki asks if he remembers one of the dozens of lunches that he and Christine had at the Salsa Brava, the final one. The final quesadilla. Quesadilla finalmente. So he says, yeah, I do remember that. That's the one where I said, I think, Christine, if you could drive me over a truck, you could. And she laughed hysterically, cynically even. I was in a bad place and I just didn't like her at all. And I wish her the best. And I hope for her all the happiness in life. Like, what you, I'm confusion. You just said two very different things, but okay. Okay. Suki shows the clip of them at lunch. These reactions are the best ones we've seen so far on the tell-all. He mentions how Christine talks shit about him to the kids and how he wants to, at that point, really spend time hating her. Just really soaking in the hatred of another person. They show the part of the conversation where he's talking about, you know, how miserable he was during COVID. Remember when he was so deathly ill that he drove Robin to the hospital so that she could get oxygen. And then he recorded himself saying that he wished that he could get on that table with her because he thinks that he also needs oxygen. But she was fine. And if, by all intents and purposes, they all say that Robin's situation was significantly worse than Cody's. But now, the way he tells it, he was like a little child in the early 1900s with tuberculosis, just like yellow fever. What's going to happen here? Like, let out my blood and see if we're okay. But anyway, the point was that he mentions how he was sick from COVID. And she's like, yeah, Gwen told me. And she kind of starts to laugh because whatever Gwen said in this retelling of Cody's illness, his near-death experience, was clearly, like, she told it in a comical way, right? And so Cody's looking at her like, you fucking bitch. He's like, I was on the fetal position crying, Christine. And Christine's like, yeah, Gwen told me that. And he's like, yeah, I see that. I see that's funny because you're mean that way. And in their reaction shot, he's smiling. He is so proud of himself. He's like, oh, I ate that. I told Christine she would laugh at me being deathly ill because you're mean like that. God, I know his... Never mind. I was going to say something vulgar, and I'm going to keep that. I'm going to spare you guys. It's going to be my Christmas present to not say what I was about to say. So basically, he then goes on to say, they play the clip where Christine asks if Cody still hates her sometimes. And he looks at Suki in real time and says, I think she likes that. Like, I think she likes the idea of me hating her. I'm like, no, she doesn't. I promise you, she doesn't give a shit about you that much. You wish she felt that way. Ugh. After that, they play the clip where Christine asks Cody, like, what exactly are you grieving? Are you grieving the fact that we're over? And he says, well, I'm grieving the fact that my pig picture was destroyed. And then he says in a confessional that, you know, he's trying to blame me for Christine says this. He's trying to blame me for destroying his big picture. But he doesn't see that his actions over the course of 10 years is what has been demolishing his big picture. You can't just play favorites, stay at one person's house, still expect to have this big picture of this big, huge, happy family when you haven't even had those relationships with most of the people in that picture. Suki then, and she ate that. That was an eating. Suki says that she wants to unpack things, starting with Cody saying he hates Christine. And Cody's response to that was, you know, it was an uncomfortable life with Christine in Vegas. It got worse in Flagstaff. And then she left. So my feeling was like, oh, so we just suffered all these years and now you're going to quit? Yeah. That's usually what happens when people break up. Things are bad. And then they realize that they're never going to be better. And so they leave. So. But then he says, well, what bothered me is her disposition towards me. And then she laughs and she mocks my suffering. And then when I say, oh, I bet you'd drive a truck over me if you could. She's like, no, I wouldn't. Ha 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 ha. But like, you're okay with me suffering? And it just pisses me off. She's just kind of teasing, pushing buttons, being a mean girl. Cody, shut the fuck up. Ew, you sound like such a loser. 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 Ugh. And then when I said to her, I bet you would drive a truck over me, she said no. Could you believe that? But you're okay with me having a mild case of COVID? How dare you? So then Tsuki asks Cody if it's hard to watch Christine being happy. And he goes, oh no, she's not happy. She's mean. I know her. So like, sure, she's happy because she's mocking my pain. And thank heavens for the pause button, because right after I paused that, it showed Tsuki's reaction to that, and it could only be described as, huh? And then she really had to tuck it in. Like, what is the poop that's coming out of your mouth right now, sir? Good Lord. So then he says, I have tripped and fallen, and I woke up. This literally unraveled my family and destroyed all of my dreams, and she's riding off into the sunset to have a happy life, and I'm sitting here picking up the pieces, but I'm in a place where I have to figure out where my life is. Yeah, we all need to figure that out, but you first. So then Christine says, you know what, Tsuki, I've always loved Disney villains a lot more than the princesses. So right there in that scene, I'm like, you know what, I've had so much from you, so much. And I'm going to laugh. So Tsuki asks, is there a particular Disney villain that you were channeling? She can't even finish the sentence. Christine yells out, Cruella. Cruella. I was thinking about Emma Stone being Cruella. Tsuki goes, well, does it feel good? Did it feel good to do that? She's like, yeah, because I could just be me. Could I be me sometimes around Cody? No, he didn't like that. He only wanted me to be positive and fun. He'd only like the fun, light, bubbly part of me. Well, guess what? He doesn't get me anymore because I'm not married to him, and I don't have to be like, oh, I'm sorry you don't feel good. This is the real me, and that's what you get. Work. Tsuki asks Cody if he blames Christine for destroying his big picture now. And he says, no, because that's all my fault for marrying a woman that I didn't love. Ouch. And he goes, no, that's the truth. And she knows that. And it's like, it's hard, as hard as I worked at it, every devotion I could have, it never really worked. Take that thought further, dummy. You didn't like her. That's why the relationship didn't work. You didn't want to fuck her anymore. You didn't want to kiss her ever. You were disgusted with her. You didn't like who she really was. You didn't want her. And now she destroyed what? How do you destroy something when you never wanted that thing with them in the first place? How do you have a big picture with somebody that you don't love and you never did, according to Cody, now? How is that possible? How do you do that? I can't imagine actively not loving somebody and imagining this, like, big world with them. This big picture, as they all say. That doesn't make sense to me. Then we get to the million-dollar question. $15 question of whether or not Christine thinks that Robin really wants to live a plural life. And Christine rolls her eyes and is like, Tsuki says, well, listen, that's a fair question because that's kind of been the most common complaint amongst the sister wives up to that point. So Christine's like, you know what? You're right. Let's just go straight in. No, I don't think she has any desire to have a polygamy plural marriage. No, I don't think so. So of course, Tsuki relays that information to Cody, and he says, well, I don't think Christine knows Robin at all. She never tried. She's never been there. She was a shit sister wife, and she'll probably, I hope, be a good wife to David. But, you know, there's 1,000 reasons looking back at the aftermath where you can say, You know, there's reasons why she wasn't good at polygamy, but maybe they're the same reasons I wasn't good at it. But to make that accusation against Robin, that's terrible. And I just think that now that she's in love with David, maybe she should prove that by never saying a mean thing about Robin again. Because that's when I'll believe Christine is in love, when she doesn't have anything bad to say about Robin or me to our children. Now, the logic goes right out the window, sir, because does that mean... Of course, nothing he ever says to Christine applies to him. So he could say, as long as Christine talks shit about me, then I can determine that's what I'm going to know from my little litmus test when Christine is actually in love with David. Which, like, first of all, who gives a fuck what you think? Nobody's grading on your rubric. Nobody cares what you think would be a good... What your determining factor for Christine being in love is. Why would you care? Why would you care as somebody in love? And are you not in love with Robin because you can't stop talking shit about Christine? Because it seems like the logic should apply both ways, but I bet it doesn't for you. I bet you don't even consider that. You just let the shit fly out of your mouth and just hope that it sticks, and it doesn't. Because it's diarrhea, just running gross diarrhea all over the floor. Slipping and sliding in it. That was vulgar, and I apologize. But not as vulgar as what I was going to say earlier. So again, you're welcome. So then Christine tells a story about how one day, this was after she got with David, that she was standing in her kitchen, and she realized that the feelings that she had for David must be how Cody feels about Robin, and how that clicked for her, because she would never want to leave or have to go to somebody else's house if that were the case. So, like, be happy with each other, but also let the rest of us go. Let us go and stop being angry, and then maybe we can all get along. Thank you, Christine. Thank you. Suki asked Janelle if Cody will ever take another sister wife. And she says, like, no, I don't think so, because he keeps wording things like, oh, moving forward in life, in my life of monogamy. So then she's like, okay, well, what if Robin wanted to bring somebody in? Do you think that would change things? She's like, no. And actually, I'll pay you $1,000 if that happens. You can find me, and I'll give you that money. They found something that's very deep, and I think it works, and that's okay. Like, I'm not upset about that. Maybe someday I would like to find the same thing, but not for a while. I'm good. So we go to Cody. And, like, would you take on another sister wife if Robin did what Mary did for Robin and scouted her out at a little Mormon dance and sparks flew? And he goes into his dark night mode. He hangs his head and, like, really thinks about it.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
No. Nah. I wouldn't be interested because I would have to tell that woman that I love Robin more than her. Because that's where I am right now. Okay. Why would you need to tell somebody? I mean, I guess... But it's also like, if you need to tell them that, then don't get into a relationship with them in the first place. I'm never going to love you as much as the other woman that I'm with. Want a date? You want to get dessert? No? Okay. So, Mary says that she's sure that Robin was probably upset about this whole situation, not having any more sister wives, but she doesn't know how it would feel to be the last one standing. And God knows she tried to be, you know? She'll never get that feeling. But if he loves Robin that much that he can let go of the three of them, then that really is on Cody, not on Robin. So then Suki asks, Robin, can you find happiness with just Cody? And it's like, all right, cue the waterworks here. The works here, because the water never comes out, you know? It's like that hole in Coyote Pass that was filled with water and everybody was hopeful and splashing around in it. And Cody was, you know, wearing black panties and flexing his six-pack abs and all that. And what have we seen since then? Dry. Dry. It's like you think that water is going to come and it never does. Arid. Arid even. Robin says, you know, it's weird. And like to be loving and respectful to Cody, I want to say yes, but I just don't really know how that works exactly. But it just feels disrespectful. And then she really gets a squeeze in those eyes together. She goes, it feels disrespectful to be happy with Cody. Suki tells her, but all the other wives have sat here and said that they're fine with you guys and that they want you to be happy.
Well, they haven't shared that with me off camera.
So Suki asks the actual million-dollar question. Do you need to hear that to be purely happy?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I need it to be off camera to my face because I don't know how. It just feels like it's disrespectful to his kids, and it feels disrespectful to the commitments that I made here.
And then she grabs a Kleenex to dry I'm not sure what. But she does say that if she's being honest, like, and that her commitment to them and to their kids and all the family isn't broken. And she doesn't know how to break it and to be done with it. But here's the thing, Robin. You never started. You can't finish something that you've ever started. You don't really know what it's like to live in polygamy, so you haven't lost anything. And why the hell you would care about feeling disrespectful to his children now, given what you did during the Christmas group chat? You're like, everybody hates me. We're not doing it. We're just going to do everything with your dad. Bye. Okay. But you need individual conversations with all of them off camera to give you an approval? Christine's married. She doesn't have time to do that. Mary, you're going to make her drive from Parowan to tell you it's okay? Do you really, like, that is so incredibly selfish to me. I can't even fathom why she would think that would be a reasonable request. Like, walk me through this if I'm not hearing it correctly, but what are you talking about? You, lady, who always have gotten what you want out of this situation, need the three losers to come to you, kiss your little hand, and say, everything's going to be okay. Be happy with our man that left all of us for you. Be happy, girl. I think everything that they've said was more than enough. You don't need any more, girl. And this is her problem. This is why she doesn't get why her family is the way it is now, because you have all these like ridiculous demands and everybody has to cater to you so that you can feel good. And people don't want to do that shit because it's ridiculous and it's exhausting. And you already have everything. So why do you need any more? I would say that she's lost her head, but you know how that neck thing keeps things very secure. So I can't even say that. But like, girl, if you felt like this behavior was like, you should have felt like this behavior of you keeping Cody to yourself was disrespectful 12 years ago. If you wanted this family to be sitting on a porch. Girl, shut up. We get back to Christine. So Suki asks, Christine, shady, is there anything that David is better at than Cody? Where to start, girl? The fact that he can let go of his hair? That would be one. Anyway, Christine says, well, yeah, like he'll ask what's wrong and I'll say nothing. And he'll say no. He'll sit next to me and he'll just wait for me to share my feelings. And it's like just insane how aware and observant he is. Finally, we bring David out. My initial impressions. One, he looks like the friendliest manager at Trader Joe's you've ever seen. You know, the one that gets to go to the corporate retreats. Like, he's just like top of the list every time. Also, I think he's nice on a grill. Like, grill marks. He's really good with, like, you know, like a little stick. Why can't I think of that? Like a kebab. Like a shrimp and chicken kebab. And he's got the peppers on it. Like, I know. And he's got a, like, glaze. He probably gets those bricks that are flavored. they have flavored bricks now. Like, I know he's got a sick grill, and he's got those sandals too, the ones that really keep you comfortable when you're in front of a grill. I know he's nice with it. Also, he has very nice skin and teeth. So shout out to you, Christine. It's more than most things that Cody has. He gives us a breakdown of his life. He's got 8 kids, 10 grandkids. His wife passed away 11 years ago. That story is quite dark. If you want to hear it, or if you want to find out what that is, Google it yourself. I'm not going to talk about it. It's a little too dark for me. You know, I'm trying to be in the Christmas spirit. And that was emotional. Anyway, he says that he started dating. He was having fun, but then he kind of stopped. And then he went back on this website. And he says, in his words, Christine stalked him. He almost swiped left, but then he changed his mind because he says he kind of knew of her. I guess it sounds like he showed the profile to one of his daughters. She thought he was being catfished, but he decided to go for it anyway. He says that after the first date, he was like, I'm just trying to figure out how I can see her again. These two are true Disney adults. So they're talking about how they figured out dates, and Christine was asking him, because they were going out around his birthday, what he does for his birthday, and he's like, oh, usually I take my family out, but she's like, no, I'm going to take you out to dinner. So that was their second date or whatever. Then he plans a date with her, and he says they go to a play, and he's watching her watch the play, and he's seeing how emotional she's getting and how invested she is in the whole situation, and how, like, he was like, oh, this is a girl who's really, like, excited about life. And Christine reveals that the play was The Little Mermaid, and it was during Part of Your World, which, like, who amongst us hasn't gotten emotional? But it was very cute. Suzuki's like, great. I love that you love her. Love that for you. But let's talk about the physical stuff. Were you into her? Was she your type? And he's like, yeah, you know, like, I love the bubbliness and quirkiness about her. Everything she does. And listen, I've dated, but I knew that she was the one instantly. So she asked what was different about Christine, and he's like, oh, there's no drama. I could just be myself. We talk for hours, and she wouldn't tell me what to do or what not to do, which was, like, a slight red flag for me. Like, what's the backstory behind that? We have to vet our men very closely, okay? Everybody's going through, like, a thorough IRS-style investigation. I trust Christine, but, like, I'm going to need... What do you mean? All these women were just telling you what to do. I'm just wary of men who blanket statement the women in their past as being, like, some version of crazy. You know what I mean? Like, this, it's not good. That being said, Suki asked a very good question of whether or not David was intimidated by, you know, all this. The cameras, the fact that you could very easily Google everything about Christine. And he's like, no, because I know that eventually this is going to be all over. And she's a person I want to grow old with. I'm like, okay, well, I hear you on that one. They do play the clip where they asked Christine last season what her type was. Because it was kind of like she manifested him. Because she's like, I like bald, tattoos, I ride a motorcycle, like all of that. I'm looking for something that Cody never was. And they do play Cody's reaction to her saying that. Like, she wanted somebody funny and cool, and all the things that Cody's not. And he is squinting. He's so mad. He's so mad. Then they play the clip from this painting party where Christine's with, you know, McKelty, Aspen, Mitch, all them. Her adult children, let's be real, her married adult children, you know, people that are approaching their 30s and could probably make their determinations on their parents on their own. At this point, is telling them about, you know, how Cody was never attracted to her. But she says in a confessional, one, she didn't want to be married to Cody because she wanted to prove to her kids or be an example for her kids that you should not be married to somebody who was not attracted to you or interested in you. And then Christine says, well, you know, he was not into you for 25 years, so that's Cody's problem. Or, you know, that's his problem, not yours, right? And then they play Cody's reaction to that, and you could see that really chapped him right in the ass. And I love that. I love that. Also, Christine says at one point that she found out that Cody was not attracted to her because her kids told her that. So they already knew. This was just a reiteration of the conversation to be like, I'm circling back. This is why I left, and you guys should take heed in case it happens to you. Ooh, he did not like that. So then Suki asks Christine how it felt to have these conversations about Cody not being attracted to her with the kids. She says, well, it was really important to me. You know, and you know, like, they already told me I was in a marriage with somebody who wasn't attracted to me, so no big deal. And then Cody says, I know that this is all exciting for Christine, and I'm happy that she's on her path. Like, he keeps going on this rhetoric from his translator. I know that Robin just says, keep saying that you're happy for her. You know how I know this for a fact? Because in the preview for Christine's wedding special, Cody's trying to be shady, and Robin's looking at him and saying, just say you're happy, or something like that. Just say we're happy for them. We're so happy for them. Just say that, Cody. Woo! Anyway, this numbnut says that the scene bothers him because Christine's right there asking for my children to side with me against me. Or side against me. Side with her against me, right? Nobody else sees it. And maybe I'm just delusional, you are. But once again, I have a problem with her setting my kids against me in order to gain freedom with her. And that's what I see happening. So Suki's like, can you explain that? And he goes, well, in order to have favor with Christine, McKelty is siding with her over me. And then he says, I was attached to Christine and I was present. And she told them that I didn't love her and what she did was wrong. I'm happy that she's moving forward and she's found love, but I cannot forgive, at least not right now. And the fact that she's put my children against me in a very subtle, real way, it bothers me. And now she's in love, which I hope is the real story. And now that that's true, that should all end. Her trash talking me to her children and on the show should all end because if she's in love, she should be over it. Things that you could just look in the mirror and say to yourself, sir. It is wild to me that he cannot see. So, like, your kids, when it's COVID, are adults enough to be kicked out of the house, even though they can't afford to. But suddenly, when Christine is talking to them about what a shitbag you are, they're, what? They're my children. My children. Why don't you care about your little tender ones for once? Go back to that. Because you didn't care about them when it worked for you. And also, he acts like Christine is like the fucking Pied Piper. Just like, gather around, children. Ooh, I'm going to talk shit about your father. Like, get out of here. I'm going to tell you a tale of a ramen-haired evil blonde man who happens to share 50% of your DNA. Like, what is happening in your mind? If nobody, as you just admit, thinks the same thing that you do, then maybe just get off the ride, bro. Maybe it's just not worth it to be that upset. And again, if you could say that if Christine was really in love, then she would stop shit-talking me, why does that not also apply to you, dummy? Suki asks Cody, do you still believe that Christine is Machiavellian? Of course he says yes. Of course. But if she's not, then I think it's because she's in love. Unless she's being Machiavellian to get away with her husband, and then years to come, if they all become friends, and then maybe David will pull me aside and be like, dude, this is nuts. Because he's complaining about his wife. And then I'll tell him, dude, be loyal to your wife and don't talk to me about it. Because guys normally complain about each other to their wife.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
What? You created a whole scenario in which there's no possible way that Christine is not this conniving, backstabbing monster, a Machiavellian monster, where either she is Machiavellian or the only other possibility is she's not because she's in love, unless she's just doing this to get David. And eventually, in my mind, I've created a whole scenario in which we've all made up. David comes to me, you know, or maybe I'm coming to him because he's at the grill. And he's like, dude, there's this woman. And I have to be like, hey, man, don't talk junk to me to your wife. Like, what kind of 1992 after school special fantasy have you cooked up in your brain? Where you get, this is like sick, where you get the ultimate satisfaction where you're finally proven, after years, that Christine is evil in a conversation with her husband. And you tell him, dude, don't do that, okay? First of all, the only guys that you're getting together with to talk shit about your wives are the weirdos on 4chan in your little manosphere group who hate women. This is not like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what married men do altogether. But I doubt it's very little of that. That sounds very strange to me. Fortunately, we get some oxygen where we go back to David, who says that Cody's like definitely wrong about Christine being backstabber. He doesn't see it. He feels like he can read people pretty well, and she has not been that way at all to him. He's like, sometimes she could be clueless about things, but as far as her being conniving, no. No. Suki asks David what his impression of Cody is on the show versus real life. And he says, well, Cody does seem to wear his emotions on his sleeve a lot. And, you know, that's who he is. I wouldn't do that, but that's who he is. And then, of course, we go back to Cody. And he says, here's the thing, Suki. For David's sake, Christine has to destroy my character, or David doesn't feel like he can marry her. Because she left this man. I'm not a bad guy. This is like the first and only time that Suki's really fought back on this whole situation. And by this whole situation, I mean the show. The tell-all. She says, well, I know David, and I don't think he feels that way at all. And Cody goes, well, that would be my suspicion. Yeah, we know. There's another word for that. It starts with a P. Ends in paranoia. Suki says, no, he really doesn't feel that at all. He just kind of feels like your marriage didn't work out, and now he's meeting this woman where she is now. Cody then goes, well, I've hit Robin real hard. We know you did. Because I had to know that she didn't leave a good man before I was going to marry her. Again, where is this logic coming from? Where is this logic? Okay, sure. You want to know that the person doesn't have this, like, string of shitty relationships. But, what? Like, what are you talking about? You maybe need to, like, not think. You know, I tell people to, like, sit with their thoughts. And I actually might take that away. I think maybe you need less thoughts. And not any more of Robin's, because that's not helping. Somebody needs to intervene. I'm going to think about how he can go about that. So Suki has to say, but do you understand that Christine leaving you doesn't mean that you're not a good man? And Cody says, well, she needs to stop telling my children that I'm not then. I'm not ever going to let that go unless those kids come to me, which is the problem. You don't want to come to the children. This is, again, things that don't make sense. If you feel like your ex-partner has somehow intervened into your relationship with your kids, why would the response be that the kids have to come to you? What are you talking about? Wouldn't you, as a parent, be like, I'm going to do whatever I can to prove her wrong? But you're like, oh no, the phone works both ways. Y'all can beat me 911 if you want something, but other than that, I'm not doing it. The fact that you are maintaining that this woman is just poisoning the well with all of your children, and you're doing not a lick of effort into eradicating that, ratifying that, whatever the word is. I'm, like, exhausted by this man. It's truly incredible. And then Suki has to be like, okay, but I'm telling you, I met David, and it's not even about that. And then he has to pivot real quick, because she's not going to let him do this. And he's like, well, I hope Christine's choosing well, and I hope that she's happy. This is right back to the script. Then we go back to David. And Suki asks, if you can empathize with Cody having to manage such a large family, because he's got 8 kids of his own, right? And he's like, well, it came to a certain point of like, when I used to date, my kids would always come first. Like, and there, that would be an issue apparently with these women that he was dating. So Suki says, well, why do you think that the relationship between Christine and Cody came to a head? Which seems like a pretty unfair question. Like, I don't think you should ask the new partner why you think the relationship with the old partner failed. Like, what are they going to say? You know? Unless there was, like, a clear-cut issue. But if that was the case, then, you know, there wouldn't be any reason to ask that question. But David's like, I don't know. But what I do know is that Christine is a complete package. And she's everything that I wanted to have in a woman. And I don't know if she had that with him. And then he starts talking about how in his last marriage, they really didn't communicate much. And then he, you know, to quote Kim Zolciak, says, the ring doesn't mean a thing. But he and Christine are just awesome together. We get their proposal story. And she says, you know, there are usually people who will tell that story back. And they're like, oh, yeah, I totally knew. But I had no clue. So they went on a ride to Moab with some friends. They drop off. Side of the road, David's friend is like, oh, you guys want a picture? And then, you know, he does his little proposal, and she realizes that the friend was actually recording the whole thing. Like, a just awesome, gorgeous situation, right? So she asks, Christine, like, what do you think is going to be the difference between your marriage to Cody, or your wedding, really, to Cody and to David? She's like, oh, well, I'm going to walk down the aisle. I'm not going to wear a white satin sack of potatoes. She didn't say that, but, you know, I feel like that's where she was going energetically. She did say, you know, I want to have a dress and I just want to be able to walk down the aisle. And I don't care where we're going to do it. We don't need all those details. You guys don't need all those details because we're going to see it in a couple weeks. So I'm not going to bore you. As far as the guest list goes, I did think this was interesting. I guess I did know this, though, that Mary's not invited, but Leon and Audrey would be there. They're going to be wearing the colors. She did invite Cody's parents and other members of the family. They've already been RSVPing, so I would love to see. Oh my gosh. If we were able to have a conversation with Christine and her brothers about the breakdown, why haven't we seen that with Cody's family members? Him explaining to his family what is going on with the family that he married into. That's what I want to see. Put that on the list for season 20. I know we already have 19 in the can, probably, so we could just write that down. I would like to see that. That's on my wish list. And then we get to our final questions, where, you know, there's our little parlor games, and Suki asked Janelle if she could ever see herself reconciling with Cody, and she's like, no, I don't see that. Like, it would have to be some sort of magical fairy tale transformation where we all were different people, and that does not happen in real life. She does say that she could be friends with him, and, like, she has such a high regard for him somehow. She can remember the good times, all 17 of them, but she doesn't want to reconcile with him. Then we get to our celebrity crush portion, and Janelle says Gerard Butler and Jason Momoa, which actually, of all the things that Christine or Janelle has said, that is actually the least surprising. It was really her love of Rammstein that I really hang on to. I really love it. Mary's crush is Matthew McConaughey. Cody's is shockingly tasteful with Sophia Loren because he said he watched The Man from La Mancha when he was 6. Okay. Then, I guess they don't ask Robin, or maybe she just, like, cried her way out and didn't want to answer. I don't want to disrespect Cody. So they ask Cody what Robin's celebrity crush is, and she says, where's he? He's like, I'm going to have to, he looks at the camera, I'm going to have to ask Robin for forgiveness in advance, but it's Ryan Reynolds. And that's why I got my 6-pack abs. You know, I have to compete against my future brother husband. Ew. First of all, Ryan Reynolds is like the bitch eating crackers for me. Like, I don't think he's funny. I don't think his little shtick with, like, roasting Blake Lively online and being like, oh, you're stupid. Like, I don't think it's cute. I don't find it endearing. I think, I don't like it. I just don't like him. So it really is like, just put the icing on the shit cake that, of course, That's Robin's celebrity crush. Of course she falls for that shit. She thinks he's adorable. And I know, like, I know I'm upsetting you guys because I know a lot of you guys are like, what's wrong with Ryan Reynolds? And, like, you can have it. It's no shade, okay? I just, for me, it's a no. It's a big no, okay? And that's it. We should end on my hatred of Ryan Reynolds. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out this season. I mean, we got more to talk about through the new year, so stick around. But yeah, I'll definitely be talking Sister Wives next week, whether it'll be a throwback episode with a guest or the new episode or maybe both. We'll see. But thank you guys so much for listening. Happy holidays if you celebrate them. Thank you for me for speaking. Love you. Bye.